The U.S. Department of Homeland Security received evaluations for many sites across the country, but ultimately flagged Mississippi for its new bio and agro defense facility. But a review of the evaluation showed that the site ranked 14th among 17 candidates. Government experts thought the proposed site of Flora, Mississippi was too remote from qualified workers and from other biodefense research programs. Still, it was shortlisted, a move that has puzzled Irwin Goldman of the UW-Madison's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. He led the effort to have the Wisconsin town of Dunn pick for the biolab.
One never really knows what goes on in the selection process.
Goldman has since learned that Mississippi has two prominent congressional delegates, one in the House Oversight Committee and another in the Senate Appropriations Committee, which would approve funding to build the lab. Both have denied knowledge of the evaluation process or Mississippi's ranking. Goldman accepts there's not much to be done at this point. He says the UW-Madison put its best foot forward in making its case.
We have a School of Medicine and Public Health, a School of Veterinary Medicine, and a College of Agricultural and Life Sciences all on the same campus. And this brings a critical mass of scientists together, many of whom are involved in infectious disease research and involved in the kinds of research that are important to this lab.
A spokesman for Governor Doyle says the outcome has been disappointing, with many questioning the selection process. But even before the decision was announced by Homeland Security officials last year, the Dunn City Council opposed the biolab, citing safety and security issues. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.